In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Our text is the first words of the Gospel. And when he drew near and saw the city, he wept over it. Would that you, even you, had known on this day the things that make for peace. I asked you, what do Americans know about peace? They've had no war on this continent since 1860. What do they know about peace? Now, it's true that individuals have gone overseas in the military and have suffered the horrors of battle, some maybe even in Afghanistan and in Iraq, some among us. However, the disruption, the confusion, the destruction, and the horror of war are unknown on our streets, in our cities, in our land. You and I cannot remember them there. We tend to remember the boom times of the 90s, and that's what we think is status quo, a good situation. We're probably more concerned about too much traffic, too much stuff, no place to put it, too much food, how to get rid of the extra weight. Even the 9/11 bombings and the London bombings probably haven't really caused us to sense what peace really is and to appreciate it. We take it for granted as though it were the natural state of things. So Jesus says also to us, would that you had known the things that make for peace. When he wept over Jerusalem, you remember he was on his way to the cross. When he wept over Jerusalem, he had just entered the city on a colt as a royal rider in great humility. And the people had shouted, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord." And as Luke reports it, also, "Peace in heaven and glory in the highest," they sang. And they didn't recognize the things that make for peace. Peace is the opposite of war. Think Pax Romana at the time of our Lord and for many centuries. Think Pax Americana, that period after the Second World War. Now we are in a new period where the Pax Americana has new enemies. So the biblical shalom, or peace, is a state of well-being, stability, good fortune, friendly relations. The eirene, the peace, is a gift from God, the source of all blessings, its wholeness, wisdom, goodness, salvation. It's what Solomon experienced in his reign. It's what Simeon could lift up when he said, "Now let your servant go in peace, for my eyes have seen the salvation." And it's what seminarians, seminary professors and staff and families have in Christ Jesus. It's here today, the peace of the Lord. For you see, your sins which separate you from God are forgiven. Even as I remind you of that right now, trust in this, and the gift is yours. Your lack of holiness, your inability to stand before in the presence of God, with confidence is taken care of by replacing your lack with Christ's full holiness. And your lack of confidence in the face of the sure promise of God is rekindled once more as you come to this altar and there receive the very body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the Holy Supper. The peace is here today. Now, the same God who can overcome your rebellion and your need for forgiveness also rules the whole universe. And he is the one who could make the descendants of Abraham as numerous as the stars, a promise even to an old man who had yet no son. He could soften the heart of a Pharaoh. He could use Caesar's need for a census to take his son in the womb to Bethlehem, where he was born, to fulfill his promise. He could turn a Saul, the persecutor, into Paul, the apostle. He could unleash the biblical writings into the language of people in the 16th century. And from that, adding all the travel that is now possible, to take the word in languages around the globe. He could bring you here to make you his servant in a fuller way. When I reflect on how God moves the things of history, in the big sense, in the personal sense, I think of the Berlin Wall. In 1979, for a couple weeks, I sat every day in a cafeteria in the Staatsbibliothek und Preußischer Kulturbesitz, looking through a window as I ate my lunch from the western zone to the eastern zone and seeing that ribbon of a wall run through Berlin. Some 10 years later, that very wall was taken down without a shot being fired. I only attribute this to the doing of God, something accomplished despite all the obstacles to its going down that I imagined. It just happened. So, we should never take the peace for granted, but rather realize the gift that it is and its special qualities. It's a gift. We should give thanks for the blessings that we have here in these United States, where we've been without war and the horror of that kind of bloodshed. And we should freely share this message of peace in Christ that is ours and honor our Lord and give glory to the name of Christ this way. For if we have listened to his words, words that God gives through Christ, then we will know the things that make for peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.